of the reference of God's word, and then you can be seated and we're gone. We ask you to turn your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 3. When you have that, would you say amen?
Thank you, Lord.
And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he may make thee to know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord do man live. And I ask you to turn your Bibles to Matthew, and we actually going to start at chapter 6, verse 11. Then we're going to go back to chapter 5, the book of Matthew. Chapter 6, verse 11. We'll read that one verse there. When you have it, would you say amen? It says, give us this day our daily bread. Amen. I ask you to turn back, flip back one page, unless yours is on the other side, to chapter 5. In verse 6, when you have that, would you say amen? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I'm going to ask you to turn your Bibles also to the book of St. Luke chapter 12. And verse 15, when you have that, would you say amen? St. Luke, chapter 12, verse 15. It says, and he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisted not in the abundance of things which he possessed. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Lord, we ask you to continue to go before us in Jesus' name. We're going to talk about today, which we have preached way back a while ago, man shall not live by bread alone.
Amen.
Man, I heard one amen. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone. And if I had a subtitle it, I would say, feed your spirit with the word and prayer. Feed your spirit with the word and prayer. Amen. Said, man should not live by bread alone. Amen. In verse 3 of the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, said, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he may make thee to know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceed out the mouth of God. Amen. And so the Lord is really saying to us, we're not going to survive or live or be productive in this life but by natural substance only. Amen. People have, in this world, they may have everything they want. They may have all the silver and all the gold. They may have the beautifulest houses and the beautifulest car and the beautifulest wife and the beautifulest husband. But I tell you one thing. A lot of people are not happy in their soul. Because the Lord, when he put his word out there, the Lord, he means what he say. And he say what he mean. He already know that there are certain things that's not going to, you're not going to be fulfilled until you are fulfilled. Some things are going to be lacking in your life until you have them fulfilled. And that's why he let us know you can have all the silver. You can have all the gold. You can have all the cars and all the material things you want. You can name it and claim it. You can have everything. But he let you know, if you don't have something to satisfy your soul, you're going to be one unhappy person. It's going to be a void there. Because he created us. So he knows what we need. We need something on the inside. Amen. To balance us out. Amen. I remember before I came to the Lord. And you can remember before you came to the Lord. the emptiness. Amen. You did what you want to do, but there was you was not satisfied. And I think sometimes we need a reality check to really go back and think about, why did we get saved? You know, some people say, well, I got saved because my mama was saved, my daddy was saved, and they want me to get saved. Yeah, but even if that was the reason, over a period of years, it should have changed. You should have had better, more motives why you want to stay saved. Amen? Amen. Because you have to actually see that you have great need of the Lord. If you don't see you have great need of the Lord, you will not continue to walk with him. Amen. So you have to see where you have great need of the Lord. And you got to know that I cannot do nothing. I cannot survive. I can't make it without God. Anybody here know that you can't make it without God? Let me see your hands. Know that you can't make it without God. Amen. And if you don't know it, he will let you know it some kind of way. Amen. You know, sometimes we have to be careful because God has a way to get each and every one of our attention. Amen. Your mother may not be able to get your attention. Your brother, your sister, somebody could talk to you all day long and try to tell you the right way to go. Amen. But God knows how to get your attention. He knows how to allow you to get in some situations that you can't get out, cannot get out. The only one can get you out of it is the Lord. Amen. That's why he told the children of Israel. He began to tell them, he said, he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. God allows some things to come in our life. And when God allows some things to come in our life, amen, like they say, if he signed off on it, it will not be completed till he finish it. Amen. Can nobody say there's some things we can't even pray ourselves out of? Can I get amen? Amen? And if you really think about it, you think about there's some things in your life that you have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed about, and you're still in it. So they let you know right there you couldn't pray yourself out of it. So in other words, you need to find out, what is God saying to me while I'm going through this? God does not waste time. God is a great God. He's a wise God. He don't sit and just waste time and just sit there and just let us go through stuff and just sit there and just let us suffer. We're going through stuff for reasons. We might not see the reason, but we're going through stuff for reasons. God sometimes allows situations, amen, to come in our life that he will humble us. Say, he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger. God allowed them to see where they had need of him in the wilderness. Amen? Because sometimes we think we all that and we don't need God. But God, I'd rather to humble myself than God humble me. Somebody give God the praise. When you humble yourself, the Bible said humble. The Bible tells us to humble yourself. Lower your ideas. Lower yourself before the Lord. Not just getting down on your knees, but humble your ideas, your behavior, and all that kind. Walk softly and humble before the Lord. God said, humble yourself, that he will exalt you in due season. But if you do not know how to humble you, God knows what to let to come your way that will humble you. Amen. And sometimes we think, well, just send it on my way. I can handle anything. But God don't have to let it happen to you. He can let it happen to one of your loved ones. Amen. Amen? God got different ways to get our attention. And nobody can't say God can't get their attention. God got ways to get your attention. Oh, yes, he does. So I'm one of them kind of people. I just choose to humble myself. I don't want to be stubborn, hard-headed, and I have to go through unnecessary stuff because I'm stubborn and I'm hard-headed and I refuse it. When God is knocking on your door, the Bible said no man can come to the Father unless the Spirit draw him. That means you can't wake up one day and say, I want to be saved. You know, I learned that a long time ago. You cannot. I remember one time before I got saved, I actually thought I missed. I had a dream and I thought I missed the rapture. See, God got all kind of ways to deal with you. I felt like I had a dream that I got left here and all the saints was gone. I felt like I didn't get saved, but it was just a dream. Thank God, I was so happy when I woke up. It was just a dream. Amen. But God allowed me to have that dream and other dreams to get my attention. Amen. And I began to see how real God really was. Yeah, my mother and father was examples before me. But sometimes you have to see how things really are. God have to deal with you as an individual because we all made up difference. Amen. And he humbled thee and suffered them to hunger and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not. Neither did thy fathers know. Amen. God, amen, allowed them to hunger They didn't have anything to eat. And God put manna before them, something they never heard of before, never even seen it. Amen? He did that. God would take away all your resources. He'll close up every door. Can't nobody get in. Can't nobody get out. You don't know which way you're going, how you're going to come through a situation. Everything. Anybody been there where every door was like blocked? It's like, how I'm going to come through this? He allows situations for reasons. Because there's something that he's dealing with concerning you. It said, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he may make thee know. God got ways to make you know. I just said that. He got ways to make you a believer if you don't really believe what the old people say, fat meat is greasy. That's real old school. You don't believe somebody say, boy, you better get over there and sit down, girl. You better sit there before I tear you up. I'm just going to keep on, but after a while, they're going to get it. Amen. And said, he said, that I may make thee know that man do not live by bread alone. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, the people in this world they're not believers, don't believe God is real and all that. I said, just leave them alone. Because God got something to knock on their door that would get their attention. A terminal disease would get your attention. You've been put out your house will get your attention. God got different things he will allow, amen, depends on how stubborn you are, to get your attention. A loss of a loved one, a loss of a child, you about to lose your life. God got some issues, some things, amen. Because he loves you that much, he don't want you to go to hell. He got something to turn you around if you're not on the right road. Somebody give God a praise. He said, neither did thy fathers know that he may make thee know. God said, I'm going to make you know that you don't live by bread alone. God said, I'm going to let you know how bad you need me. God got a way to let you know how bad you really need him in your life. A lot of times we don't have time for God. We do our own thing. And God, he's so kind. He's so sweet. He just lets you go on and go on. After a while, you run into a brick wall. When people run into a brick wall, they want all the king horses and all the king men, somebody to pray them through. That somebody can pray you through all they want. They can pray. But if God don't take that out of your way, there's nothing going to happen until he remove it. Somebody give God a praise. By every word that man do not live by bread only. God is saying, you don't live only by your breakfast. You don't live only by your lunch. You don't live only by your dinner. You don't live only by your money. The things you possess don't matter to God because your life is a vapor. And a vapor is like a vapor of smoke. It's here today. And it's gone the next few minutes. I'm not saying tomorrow, the next few seconds. It's gone. You know, you can be standing right here. We can be standing right here praising God. Amen. If God, amen, choose to take you, you can be slumbered right over in your chair. And that's how quick God can take a life. Somebody give God a praise. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So he's saying you should not live by your substance and all your possessions you think that you're going to be happy off of. That's not going to work. It's only temporary. It's a temporary fix. Somebody give God the praise. And speaking about feeding your spirit with the word and prayer. Most people don't feed they self with the spirit. They only feed they self with the spirit, maybe at church, maybe not. Reading the word, staying focused on what you're hearing, responding to the word is called feeding your spirit. Amen. And when you're at home or you're not at church, it means there's something on the inside of you is not going to do 5 days a week, things, everything you want to do, but you never pick up your Bible at home. You never get on your knees. No one should get up in the morning. I don't care if you're a child or adult, if you have any knowledge about God, you should not never get up in the morning and don't say, Lord, I thank you for seeing another day. You shall not never get into bed not thanking God for that day. You should always have some type of response or respect to God and reference to God. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for my food. Thank you for my clothes. Thank you for my house. Thank you for, with no acknowledgement with God, not good, as they say. But that's the way, that's one of the ways you can feed your spirit too, by giving God praise all the time. Not just giving him praise at church, giving him knowledge in the here at home. Lord, I thank and praise you for what I have. Instead of going to God, Lord, I need this, I need that. But you never telling God how much you thank him. Amen. Amen. Feeding your spirit with the word and with prayer. Getting into the word, reading the word, listening to the word. Amen. And praying on a regular, every day, making some type of prayer. Prayer is nothing more than communicating with the Lord. You're letting the Lord know, I have not forgotten about you. I got other things over here to do, and God knows that. But Lord, I want to acknowledge you today because you woke me up this morning and you started me on my way. That's how you feed. You get in the habit of feeding your spirit at where it comes. Regularly, it's not hard to do. You won't forget it. It becomes a part of you. Learn it to feed your spirit. You don't feed your spirit on a Monday and don't feed it no more till next Saturday. You're supposed to feed your spirit all the time. You're reminding of the Lord, delighting yourself in the Lord. Amen. Reading the word, praying. Prayer should be a daily thing. Amen. I'm teaching and preaching today. Feeding your spirit. If you feed your spirit the way it's supposed to be fed, when something is coming up against you, you'll have more strength to go through it and to be an overcomer through it. A lot of times when you don't feed your spirit, it's like feeding your body. Amen. If you don't put the right nutrition in your body and continue to feed your body, amen, when colds and amen and infections and all that stuff come, it's just going to wash through your body. You don't, your immune system is going to be so low, we'll not be able to throw none of that off. Because you haven't properly nourished your body. Same way, feeding your spirit. Feeding your spirit with the word and prayer and being faithful to the house of God and being doing whatever God will want you to do and living a clean life. Amen. You are feeding your spirit that way. When the trials of life and things come your way, they will not overflow you because the word will be so great on the inside of you. Amen. So feeding your spirit. When you take, if you take time to do everything else, you ought to take time for the Lord. In the book of Matthew, it says, give us this day our daily bread. And you see that word said daily. That means every day. The Lord lets us know you don't eat every day. That's in the natural. If you don't eat every day, keep on not eating. Keep on not eating. You might get by 1 or 2 days. Keep on not eating every day. You're going to get weaker. And weaker and weaker. Don't drink water. You're going to get dehydrated. Your skin going to get all messed up. You got to feed and flourish. Your body was made for water. It was made for food. So you don't feed it. It will not flourish. And that stuff's going to stop working on it. Somebody give God a praise. Same way in the spirit. It's a correlation from the natural to the spirit of the things that we need to know. It's important for you to come to church. It's important for you to be saved. Amen. The Bible said, give us this day our daily bread. Because 9 times out of 10, when people don't go to church, they stay at home, they ain't thinking about God. They ain't feeding themselves no word. They ain't feeding themselves in prayer. They feeding themselves with everything else. So you're not getting the daily bread that God designed for you to get. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. And the other scripture says, he that hunger, let's see, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And we spoke about that, I think, sometime it was last week or when. But to hunger means to have a desire. I have a desire for whatever. I have a desire. We have a desire to go to the shopping center. What do? Just put the key in the ignition and go. You got a desire to go get something to eat. You just go do it. You got a desire to go cook you something. You just go do it. When you have a desire to do something and a hunger to do it, you're going to get it done. But how many people have a hunger and thirst in their heart? After righteousness, after right living. Everybody don't have that desire. Amen. The Bible says they that hunger They do hunger and thirst. God said, you got to hunger and thirst after me. God's not just going to come and fill you and do nothing for you. He's not going to come against your will. How many of you know God, he made us free mortal agents, and he does not force himself upon you or me. He's not going to force you to be saved. He's not going to force you to live right. He's not going to force you to serve him. He's not going to force you to do anything. But the Bible said, he that hungers, that means I want to do this. He that have a desire to serve me. He that hunger and thirst after right things, not bad things, right things, righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Bible said, shall be filled. In other words, just like you hungry after food, you're going there to fix you some food, you shall eat. Amen? He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So vice versa, turn that around. You don't have a hunger for the things of God. You don't want the things of God. You should not have the things of God. You should not be saved. You should not be filled. Amen. Did that go over pretty good? Blessed. Lord said you are blessed means to be happy. God said you are going to be very blessed and very happy if you're hungering and thirsting after the right things that I want you to thirst and hunger after. And God said, I'm going to fill you. I'm going to supply every need. I'm going to bless you here. Bless you out. Bless you coming in. I'm going to bless you. In the book of Luke, it says, and he said unto them, chapter 12, verse 15. And he said unto them, take heed. God said, be aware. Take heed. In other words, he said, observe, be alert. Beware of covetousness. Covetousness is greediness. Covetousness is being greedy, having a strong desire for material possessions, and maybe wanting to have what other people's have. That's greedy. Can't get enough of this, can't get enough of that. And then there's also, it's like no desire for God or spiritual things. He said, take heed and beware of covetousness. He said, for a man's life, a person's life, consists not in the abundance of things which he possess. God said, your life is not made up, or it does not contain or include those things that you think you possess. God said, that's not the real life. The real life is in me. It possesses the things you possess. I mean, it says the man's life consists not in abundance of things that which he possess or have or own. I said that way early before I got down to that message. God said, I don't care if you're a billionaire or a trillionaire, I don't care how much you own. The Bible said, what profit a man to gain all of that and lose his soul? You read the story about the rich man in the Bible. He had all those riches, but he lost his soul. Amen? You can have your life doesn't consist on what you own, what you possess, how much you get. If you leave God out of the equation, you're going down. It's just a matter of time, you're going down. Even in the Lord, in God. I used to hear my sister-in-law say it, and it's true. She said, God is the glue to a marriage. It sticks a marriage together, and he is. Nowadays, God is the one that enhances your life. God is the one that enhances my life. God is what make you a better woman and make you a better man and make you a better spouse and all. God enhances that. And I'm 62 years old. And I'm learning more about the things of God more than I did then. And maybe somebody said, I wish I would have known these things back then. But God got a set time. Along with getting older, you get mature in age you're supposed to. Amen. So God let you know this plain cut dry. I'm kind of plain cut dry person. If you just show me how something that I sum it all up this the way it should be. Amen. It don't take me long to get it eventually. If you just print it out to me, that'll save me some heartache. That'll save me some challenges that I may not have to go through if I do it the way God say do it. Amen. I'm not going to challenge you. I'm not going to challenge God. I'm not going to challenge somebody, amen, that God's bringing the word for. And I'm not going to challenge them and trying to find out if they mean what they say. If God said it, he said it, or he didn't say it at all. And I'm just taking God at his word. If God said that I need to be first runner in your home, your life and everything, for everything to maintain balance, I believe what he say. Anybody, I got any other believers in here? I believe what you don't have to make a believer out of me. I believe what he say. Some people don't believe what he say, so you try it. And you see how well it worked for you. Somebody give God the praise. God is the one to keep our head on straight. Amen. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness. Amen. Covetousness being this over wanting everything, wanting every type of possession, more concerned about the things that you get in the natural than you are concerned about the things of God. Amen. These things that we get down here in the natural, they're nice to have and everything, but they're very temporal. And a lot of us, some of us, they even, you know, maybe not just here at the Wells Ministry, but all over the world. We done been in relationships. We done been here. We done been there. And we find some things didn't work for some of us. And you left back going back to the drawing board. So God is saying, you need me in your life and you need to keep me first in your life. Amen. Even if the next person don't keep God in first in their life, God going to drive you through the storm. He going to be walking in front of you. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. So, speaking about man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And speaking about feeding your spirit. Amen. Feed your spirit with the word of God. Take a delight in the things of God. Don't put God on the last, on the back burner. You didn't war. Most time, you have to actually set you up some time with the Lord. Amen. Just like being married, you have to set up time for your spouse to keep your marriage fresh the way it's supposed to be fresh. You need to set up time with your spouse. You have to set up time with one another because if life gets busy, you have so many things that gets busy, right, and you lose ground in some areas. You got to set up time with the Lord. Right. You got to set up. That means you got to have some time automatically set to the side. If you know you're a person that when you get home, your mind's twisted to the left and to the right, you can't almost think straight, you got a scheme on your brain, you need to seek the Lord early. Right. I'm just telling the truth. You know you're going to be all tired, all outdoors, because you know when you get on your knees, you're going to be saying stuff you don't even know what you're saying to the Lord yourself. You know that's not working. So you need to get up out of that bed and get up a little bit early and get your prayer in before you leave the house. You want to have a good day? I ain't saying the devil ain't going to come across you, but at least God will be going be somewhere here, let you get through every loophole the devil try to throw your way. You need to get up seeking the Lord early. Amen? And God will tell you some of them things that you said you have to do today, you don't have to do today. You have to know your limitations. If you don't know your limitations, the people around you are not going to know your limitations either. They're going to drive you on in a ditch. They're going to have you doing stuff from sun up to sun down. Somebody got to know their limitations. Amen? As I get a little older, I'm learning my limitations. There's some things I just cut off. I got two phones. I don't have my phone on I don't need no two phones on all night. I don't need my phone ringing over here, the other one ringing over there. I ain't that busy. I ain't that important. And most people know they don't call me real late anyway, unless it's something. You got to set some order. If you don't, you're going to be one wore out person. Amen. Learn to say no sometime. This person wants you to take them here. That person wants you to take them there. You are not God. Who told you can do all that? This sometimes is a trick of the devil. So you don't have, the devil gives people, so he wear you out. So you don't have no time to pray. You can't have no time to think of nothing. You got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost ought to be working where you say, wait a minute, this stops right here. Hey, I give it to you over here, but this is my space right here. Because this is what's going to keep me in my right mind. Somebody give God a praise. Feeding your spirit. Can't feed your spirit on the run all the time. Giving God 2 seconds. Hello, Jesus. God, see you tomorrow. Bye. Same prayer every day. Thank the Lord for waking me up. That's good, but your prayer should go further than that. Somebody give God a praise. How to feed? Teaching you how to feed your spirit. Feed your spirit. God will let you know some things that you don't even know might be coming your way. He'll let you know some things. Are you not tuning to God? You won't know nothing. They just come up on you. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. I think I'm about done. Feeding your spirit. God let you know and let me know. You're not going to survive just in your own intellect. We are loyal to our jobs, and we should be. If we have a job, thank God for a job. But you need to be just as loyal unto the Lord, because he's the one that gave you that job. And he can take that job away just as well as he gave it to you. Put him first. Amen. There's somebody to...